It was 1928. I was 7 years old, and I was had a sleepover at my grandmother's house. I woke up the next morning, and I came downstairs, and the mirrors were all covered with sheets. It was very frightening, and my mother was there, and I asked her what was going on, and she said, "Grandma is crying in the other room. Uncle Chicky married a shiksa." And she said, "Grandma is going to sit shiva, and she is never going to see Uncle Chicky again. To her, Uncle Chicky is dead." And a few years passed, and again, the mirrors were covered, and again, my mother explained to me that now Uncle Whitey had married a shiksa. And again, my grandmother was sitting shiva. And my grandmother had 5 sons, but she lost these 2 sons. She never saw those sons again. And she wasn't a nasty woman or anything. She just really believed that they had done something sinful against God. I'm talking about the changes in Judaism in my lifetime. And so that's why I started with that story about my grandmother. My mother and her other siblings married Jewish people. And there were, between my mother's family and my father's family, we had 28 first cousins. Of those 28, 26 married Jewish spouses. And then they had children, and I had 3 children. And the children, all my children, all married Jewish spouses also. But I didn't think at that time that it was so much because they were marrying Jewish boys or girls, but rather the children were very, very political. And I think politics was certainly their religion. And it wasn't very hard to find a radical Jew to marry. So they then had families, but at that time, things were beginning to change, and they were changing a lot in Baltimore, as all over the country. But with the advent of the end of World War II and the State of Israel coming into being, those two things sort of changed attitudes among Jews as well as among non-Jews about Jews. And in Baltimore, this was a very segregated city. This place where we are tonight, there would be no way that there would have been a Jewish temple on Cold Spring Lane. Jews didn't live any place east. They couldn't live east of Falls Road. Right now, where we are, about 1 mile away, there was a swimming club, and there was a sign outside that I remember that said, "No dogs or Jews allowed." And so that, you know, if we're thinking about changes, we have to think about that. My children raised their children as Jewish children. They sometime made their own Haggadahs. My granddaughter Meg did her entire bas mitzvah in Yiddish. And but still, things were changing. The civil rights movement, I think, made the biggest changes. And the rights of gays, the rights of blacks, the rights of adoptees, all these different things were changing throughout the country, and so they were changing for Jewish families also. Now I am that grandmother that my grandmother was, and I have a gaggle of grandchildren. They're now at the age where they're all having partners and marrying. They're not marrying Jewish people. Some are, some aren't. My grandson, Ben, is going to be married in the fall, and he's marrying an African-American beautiful girl that he met at the last socialist camp in America called Camp Kinderland. But you know, in 25 years, America is going to be more than 50% people of color. There will be less white people in America in 2040 than there will. That's the way the demographics is. And so the job that I had been given to talk about how Judaism has changed, and I was just supposed to talk about it in my family, but I think that it's something that we all are facing, and that we need to understand what is going on. And the way I feel about it is that the children were brought up with good standards. The three things that we think about are to do justice, to love goodness, and to walk humbly with our God. I think that no matter who the children marry, these are the words that they will live by. And I think that's just fine for me. Has the world changed? Has Judaism changed? I think it has. Do you?